News, GIS News, a roundup of government lead stories for the week.
Prime Minister Andrew Holness says the establishment of a reliable national identification system, NIDS, for Jamaica is pivotal to the government's thrust to combat corruption. Mr. Holness says the absence of a streamlined system of identification enables the creation of an ecosystem of informality and permissiveness in which corrupt persons escape accountability. He urged members of the public to support the passage of the National Identification and Registration Act 2017, which will pave the way for the introduction of the National Identification System.
Anti-corruption efforts requires a process of establishing, verifying, and certifying identity. Several different databases of identity using different standards and means of identification without a means of cross-matching does not enhance transparency.
Prime Minister Andrew Holness. The government has signed a loan agreement for $15 million with the Inter-American Development Bank, IDB, to assist with the cost of rolling out the Energy Management and Efficiency Program, EMEP. The EMEP seeks to bolster the government's efforts in the areas of energy efficiency and energy conservation through the design and implementation of measures targeting key government facilities, among other initiatives. IDB country representative Therese Turner-Jones says her organization is pleased to be partnering with Jamaica to fund the EMEP.
Today is a great moment because it not just focuses on energy efficiency and bringing $7 million worth of savings to your budget every year because of the retrofits. We see this as just one really small component in terms of what the bigger energy plan and policy for the country will deliver over time.
The contract was signed at the Ministry of Finance and the Public Service in downtown Kingston recently. Program Director for the National Identification System, NIDS, Warren Vernon, is seeking to assure that cybersecurity concerns have been taken into account in the planned rollout of the system. Mr. Vernon says a comprehensive cybersecurity strategy has been developed for NIDS and will be complemented by state-of-the-art hardware and software.
A cybersecurity strategy is not just a document that you develop and put down. It is in fact a living document, and it is a document that will help this entity and help the government of Jamaica to ensure that you don't have a security breach. And a cybersecurity strategy is not only to prevent a security breach, it is also there for the managers of this system to take what we call proactive actions.
The National Identification and Registration Act 2017 has been approved by both Houses of Parliament. And the public is being urged to exercise greater responsibility in the use of antibiotics to help tackle the spread of antimicrobial resistance, AMR. AMR is the ability of microorganisms such as bacteria, viruses, and some parasites to develop immunity to antibiotics, antivirals, and antimalarials. This prevents traditional treatments from working and may cause infections to persist and possibly spread to others. Director of Veterinary Public Health in the Ministry of Health, Dr. Lynette Peters, says the misuse of antibiotics by members of the public is a major risk factor for the development of antimicrobial resistance.
There are lots of times when we even go to physicians and we tell them, please prescribe us antibiotic. I need some antibiotic. Sometimes the condition for which you request the antibiotic is not really needed for this condition.
Dr. Peters adds that persons should buy antibiotics from reputable sources and ensure they're taken as prescribed by a doctor. Those were some of the top stories making news this week. I'm Lorraine Mendez.
The GOJ News Recap, weekends right here on this station. A production of the Jamaica Information Service, the voice of Jamaica.
Join the Child Development Agency for our annual Candlelight Vigil and Concert on World Day for the Prevention of Child Abuse, Sunday, November 19 at Devon House with the theme, United We Break the Chain of Abuse, featuring performances by Jermaine Edwards, Carrie Sales, Rondell Positive, and more. Let's join hands in praise and prayer for our children. Sunday, November 19, 5 to 9 p.m. at Devon House. Admission free. See you there. The CDA, protecting children, transforming lives, securing the future.